Hello and welcome to Battlestar Brothel. I am your co-host, Dustin, and I have the other co-host, Matthew, here with us, who is a little hoarse again today.
Hello.
We watched two episodes this time, and we're going to give our review on both episodes in this episode, or podcast episode, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was something about Velocity.
Escape Velocity, directed by Edward James Olmos.
Mm-hmm. I forgot that it was directed by him. I wanted to watch it a little more closely, but it wasn't more comical like his past episodes have been.
No, it wasn't, but did you notice, like, was that the one that kept bringing Ellen Ty?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. They were switching back and forth between
Ellen
and Six.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's another episode with Ellen in it that he directed, that featured her. I wonder why that happened.
I know. Is that actress like his wife or something?
I don't know. I mean, there must be some sort of connection there.
I don't know.
I think it's more than a coincidence for sure.
Well, very fun. The first episode, we have the bald president telling Balter that she's not afraid to go outside the law.
Yeah, she's going rogue.
And then she pretty much outlaws him from his own home.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking wild.
Mm-hmm. By the end of the episode, Lee Adama gives his home back to him, right?
Yeah. I just love the whole, like, Head Six was like, you know, you won't get hurt, just keep on going, and then you get the shit kicked out of him.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think she knows that, well, let's put it this way. Do you think that she knows he wouldn't have died in that moment, but she knew he was going to get his ass kicked?
I don't know. We still don't really know if she's a program, subroutine, or just part of a subconscious, or a message from God. We don't know.
I don't think that she's on Balter's side. I think that she is it's just a very, very slow burning, long drawn out plan. And she's just been messing with his head this whole time.
Well, we shall see.
Indeed we shall.
But that was the main gist of the episode, really. Mm-hmm. You know, Ty seeing Ellen, Tyrell going off the deep end about his loss of Callie. Mm-hmm. He ends up losing his job. I don't know. It seems like Tori's becoming more of a Cylon.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the others were kind of like, I'm still the man I've always been.
Right,
she's kind of changing her mind a lot. She's talking about the one God. And
a lot of that, I think, is the influence of Gaius Balter.
Absolutely. I mean, they made her go sleep with him, and then now she's like, she drank the Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
And his wiener.
His wiener Kool-Aid.
What
it tastes like.
Salty. Why is this Kool-Aid all salty and warm? Ew.
Oh, boy.
Wow. So then we go on to the next episode, The Road Less Traveled.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think they called it that?
Because, I mean, it has completely to do with them trying to find Earth on the Demetrius.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was going the road less traveled.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, for Starbuck, the road less traveled is to not stab Leoben.
Mm-hmm.
Since she's a big fan of doing that.
Yep. She preserved his life. I mean, he told her that he won't be resurrected or whatever.
Yeah.
And she held back on that for some reason.
And then the road less traveled by her crew was mutiny.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, you know, they haven't really done that, so everybody was going against their past history of actions, we'll say.
The first guy who really spoke out about mutiny, he's a guy that we haven't seen his face much. I think he's just been brought up, mm-hmm. brought to light in these few episodes for these scenes. I kept picturing him as a red shirt for some reason. Like, this guy's gonna die. He's gotta die. It hasn't happened yet, but I think he will.
That's funny, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. What else? I definitely like the visual, like the appearance of Starbuck. They're really making her look washed out and worn out and just
crazy. She looks like she went over the deep end real bad.
She hasn't been showering. I don't know if there are showers on this particular
Everybody ship. Looks greasy and nasty.
Mm-hmm.
You can only imagine what it would smell like.
Oh, yeah.
It's already a water treatment plant, which is, you know, fancy language for a ship factory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they're cruising around the inner space with it.
No, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well,
oh, go ahead.
I was just gonna say the last two episodes, I've really been trying to think about who could be the last Cylon, and
you got like a couple of candidates you want to talk about.
Again, we've brought him up lots of times, but Gaius Baltar, he's been very convincing, and he made amends with Tyrell, or Tyrell, and I mean they both made amends with each other more or less. By the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
I think neither one of them knows it yet, but if Gaius is a Cylon, then, you know, that's a scene that's sort of leading up to his being revealed as such. The other one, and they're throwing more and more clues out, it's going to be Starbuck.
Yeah.
Just all the visions and her starting to work with, you know, I guess, half of the Cylons. I don't know. And I wonder what sound she's hearing. She keeps talking about the sound, and I wonder if it's...
You mean when she's talking about, like, the direction towards Earth, like she can hear it?
Yeah, and I wonder if it's that music.
Hmm.
Was she on the ship when the other four finally started hearing the music and realized that they were Cylons? Was she back yet?
I don't remember.
If she wasn't...
No, it was, like, at the same time.
Okay. Kind of, like, right around the same episode?
Yeah.
But if she wasn't back on the ship, then there's no way that she would have been involved in those people or in that group of four. But I think it's music that she's hearing.
Huh.
So it's Gaius and Starbuck. Everybody else, I mean, especially the last two episodes or so, no one really stood out to me.
Yeah. Hey, here's some interesting facts. Probably shouldn't have read these, but it was on the Wikipedia.
Okay.
This is the only episode in the entire series that Bill Adama does not appear.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're right.
It's the first of two that does not feature Laura Roslin, so I guess she won't be in the second part of this episode.
Mm-hmm.
It is also the final episode in which number six is absent. So that would mean that Cylon 6, a version of Cylon 6, is in every remaining episode.
Okay.
So that's interesting, because we're on what? This is number 7?
Yeah. Netflix 7?
No, this is just overall 7.
Overall 7? Okay. Yeah, I would...
22.
Cylon 6 better be around for these last bunch of episodes, because she's going to be a very important factor in all of these scenes where they're starting to tie up all the loose ends and such. I think she's going to be very prominent. In the second half, definitely of season. Half of the season, yeah.
Well, you know, when they did this last season,
okay,
episode 12, Revelations, aired June 13th, 2008.
Right.
And then 6 months later, the second part of it came out.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they had a 6 month break in between that you and I aren't going to have to deal with.
Yeah, that's going to be nice.
So I wonder if in the episode Revelations, if that's when we find out the last Cylon.
I hope so.
Well, we shall see.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, later this week, Dustin and I will have reviewed two more episodes for you. We're trying to really cram through them here because Dustin is a nomad and any moment could leave for New Mexico. So we've got to get the series done before then.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. We picked a very interesting time to start these two-episode deals because the second episode of this duo was a to-be-continued episode. It was a freaking cliffhanger, and so that was just an interesting place to stop. Oh.
So yeah, so when you tune in next to Battlestar Brothel, we'll find out whether or not Starbuck has been mutinied against. Or if they went on to discover Earth, if they missed their rendezvous with the fleet, who knows? So we'll find out next time here at Battlestar Brothel. So say we all.
So say we all.